A two-mile stretch of road along Kauai's North Shore is still riddled with vehicle checkpoints, construction sites, and flood-damaged homes. Mayor Derek Kawakami recently toured the area.
It looks like an area that's still recovering from a disaster. That's what it looks like.
Massive rain and flooding last April wiped out portions of Kuhio Highway and caused damage to the coastal communities of Haena and Wainiha.
The people out there are still actively recovering. Some of them are still recovering from the flood damage. There are people out there that are still without vehicles and without homes.
Kawakami wants the state to delay the reopening of Kuhio Highway until the area is prepared for outside traffic. Local residents currently have limited access, but many oppose fully opening the road Wednesday.
Yeah, we've been pretty vocal and clear that we don't think May 1st is the date.
The mayor is concerned opening up the highway now will exacerbate ongoing county road work and bridge repairs. But the State Department of Transportation says $77 million in federal funds are at stake if the road isn't reopened.
We do understand that there are federal requirements that the highway is required to open once it's deemed safe. Now, how you make that determination of when it's safe is unclear to me.
In the meantime, Kawakami says the county is working to minimize the impact of the planned reopening on local communities. Parking fines have increased from $35 to $200, and the county is considering restricting several roads to local traffic only.
Yeah, let's remind ourselves that the big problem with that area is that it has an extremely limited capacity that has not been managed.
Until now, a new state plan caps the number of visitors to Haena to 900. Limited parking will be available by online reservation, and a community-run shuttle system will also help ease traffic. But none of this will be ready by May 1st. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.